plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more?
Little Bing Crosby, Andrew Sisters. I got lips to kiss, Vogelbacher.
Don't look at me when you say that. No.
Plenty to be thankful for. We all have plenty to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah.
Thankful for a great Thanksgiving. We made it another morning. We woke up breathing. Back in the studio, KFNS 590 The Fan. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we're back. Right, Vogelbacher?
We are.
In the bunker. Great deer season. A lot of fun. Went down the second weekend. Hung out with my brother. And first time in years that I can remember, I didn't see a buck. I didn't hear hardly any shooting. Didn't see very many hunters. I think most everybody with that nice weather took their deer in the first part of the season. But it was the less amount of shooting I think I've ever heard during rifle gun season. Of course, in the old days in North Missouri, there was a lot of shooting. But last year, there was quite a bit of shooting, but not much shooting. And I didn't see much deer. I went a couple days without seeing anything at all.
Well, down at Rosebud, there was, I mean, it sounded like the war zone it did in the past. And that's Gasconade County.
Yeah, that's a good deer county.
It was. It just, it was.
But I didn't see any deer, but did I enjoy setting out there? Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Me and my brother get up in the morning and have our coffee, get our stuff together and get together and get out there. It was really cool. And then he killed a nice buck before I came down, pretty nice buck, and there was a doe running in there. So we decided I changed positions to go over to get set up on this hot doe, which makes sense, right? And so I went to the shooting house where I killed a buck last year instead of my place across the holler on the other side of the road. Anyway, long story short, we were hunting this hot doe because, of course, the bucks are going to be in there. Marty killed a buck that was chasing her, so there's going to be other bucks, right? So he gives me the best spot. I'm sitting there, and I'm seeing squirrels. Okay, this is typical deer hunting. He's over in a ladder stand on a ridge. He's about 300 yards as a crow flies, but he's over on the end of a point over there. And he sees a big old buck coming up through there, kind of from my direction, and he texts me, and he'd already killed a buck, right? So all he has is a doe tag. And he sees this pretty buck coming. He sees the buck stop and stare and turn around and go down the hill and go to the left. He goes, what was that? Turns left. He sees this buck standing below him with bases like big as your wrist, about 20, 21 inches inside spread, chocolate rack, you know, 13, 14-inch tines, herding does right below him, pushing, bumping does, going from back and forth. He looks down there. He sees this. He texts me. He said, you will not believe what I'm looking at. So I'm sitting up there wanting to shoot a buck, you know, on my buck tag and get video. You know, I'm there to shoot the television show. I've got all my camera gear set up. Everything's running. All I'm seeing is birds and squirrels, right? And Marty's 300 yards away. And he's not just a buck, but a Facebook buck. A big buck. A big, heavy, racked. He said the mass of this deer. And he'd never seen this deer before. So that buck was in there from someplace for them hot does. And he was a herding them does. He said he'd run and bump one, then run over and bump the other and run around them. He watched that for 30 minutes. And it was on a little bench in a holler in a place nobody would think a deer would be. You wouldn't even walk over there and look in there, you know. It's such rough country with rock and stuff. And that was all going on in 300 yards over here, you know.
Well, that's funny that you said Marty saying that. You and Marty usually don't talk about how massive a deer
right.
is,
but this
or
was
a turkey.
This, but
this had to be something.
This buck, he said, this was such a beautiful buck. So Marty says, you know what? He says, I'm going to hunt him muzzleloading season. Because a couple years ago, he was hunting a chocolate rack buck over there. That's probably his relation. And it didn't get a chance. He killed a coyote that year, and he killed a pretty decent deer, and then he killed a doe. But he saw this buck, and he said, this gives me something. You know, we got no trail camera pictures of him or nothing, and we got nothing like that. But he saw this guy herding it, and so he got to checking out down there, and he moved the stand and set up, and he's all set up for muzzleloading season time. Hope everything settles down. But what a beautiful deer. And that's just deer hunting. That's how it goes. He doesn't have a buck tag. I do. He's over there, and he's seeing this show, you know. But the thing is, what video would that have been? Oh. What a show out in the wild Ozark buck chocolate rack, huge. He said, I'm telling you, the bases were 7 or 8 inches in diameter. It was the biggest, heaviest mass deer he'd seen down there in his lifetime of hunting there.
That's just excellent.
It's awesome, isn't it? And he's herding does. He's giving him a show. He said, we got to get you set up on this deer with your camera. I said, no, I'll blow it for you because we had another day to hunt. I said, I can't get up in that little stand with my camera equipment. I'll stay in my stand. The deer move around. And I stayed where I was at. And he didn't see him again, of course. But what a neat story. You know, that shows you never know what's going on.
Wow. That's just so much fun of the being out there, you know, and just listening to everything that's going on.
Yeah, on the other side of the farm, on the corner across from the state ground stuff, we got a little corner where I always killed, where I shot a couple television shows. But it's close to the county road, and they drive up and down the road, you know, all the time. This year that didn't happen. And then I find out that the agent had taken care of all that, all the guys that were doing the road hunting stuff, driving them down the road and shooting into the properties and stuff. There's just some people, there's just a few out there that makes it bad on everybody else and gives hunting a bad name and a bad reputation. So many hunters are doing it right, going in, scouting, setting up, not bothering anything, not running, but there's just those few that's got to do that. They shoot the road sign. You know, you got the National Scenic Riverway sign just down the road from where we go in and hunt, and they shot it all to pieces. I mean, why would you do that? But that's not representing all hunters either.
Do we really need to call those people hunters, or they're heathens or butchers or something, but they're not a real hunter, an ethical.
No.
Yeah. You know.
Well, something else I was going to talk about and was going to tell you, and I don't remember. Oh, the in-laws. That's right. The outlaws and in-laws. Thank you, guys. See, you get old like this and your brain quits working. Never fails at a family function, right?
Uh-huh.
You got the in-laws and outlaws. Okay. My grandson's there. You know, my kids are there, and I'm enjoying time with my family. All right. If I was a carpenter, I think that's a song, and I went someplace, somebody started asking me about carpenter work, I wouldn't be very happy because, you know, that's what I do. Well, I hunt for a living, so I don't like an in-law coming up saying, what kind of broadhead you use? How many deer did you see? How big was your deer? Where'd you guys hunt? What'd you do? What would you do? This is what I did. You know, okay, there's a time and a place for that, and that's fine, but this was, you know, a time with my family. So then comes over, and he goes, what do you think about these crossbow hunters? You know, I can't win no matter what I say, right? But okay. He says, they're going out there and they're shooting a deer 60, 70 yards and they're crippling deer. I said, no, wait a minute. What makes you think all crossbow hunters are going out shooting a deer at 60 yards? I said, there's guys with guns and regular bows and stuff that do that. Don't put them in that category. Here's what I think about crossbow hunting. It's great. I'm glad it gives more people more opportunity to hunt. We got more people in the woods. Yeah, but they're crippling everything. Why do you think that? I said, look, you need to go back a few years. Let me give you two quick examples. You shoot a compound, right? Trigger release, sights, all that stuff, pulleys, poundage off. I said, what do you think guys like me that hunted our entire life with recurve bows and longbows thought when pulleys came out? You bunch of pulley pullers. You know what these guys were saying? You guys, them compound bows are shooting deer at 60 yards and crippling deer. I said, saying the same thing you're saying. I said, what happened when the new inline modern muzzleloaders came out?
Oh.
The cap and ball guys had a fit. What are you doing? That's not deer hunting. I said, it's the same thing. I said, what you need to realize, whether it's a cap and ball, whether it's a recurve or longbow or compound or a
crossbow,
if you're out there hunting and being part of it, and putting the income into hunting and representing hunting in a positive way, that's more numbers out there, that's a good thing. And I think it's always a good thing if more people are able to enjoy hunting in the outdoors because they can use a crossbow, because a lot of them can't use a compound bow.
I can't anymore.
No.
That shoulder's been broken so many times.
But, you know, we don't worry about you because you're no threat to wildlife. So there's no problems there, you know.
That's true. It's I'm not going to deny it.
See, and I didn't even ask you if you got a deer. See, I was behaving myself this week. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. I didn't even ask if you got a deer. But you know what I mean? It's just funny that they always got to, like a mosquito. What'd you do? What'd you see? How big was your deer? How many inches? What'd he score? I just, you know, there's a time and place for that. And I don't mind talking to him about that. If he wants to ask me what broadhead I shoot, but whatever, you know, but not when I'm enjoying my grandkids and my family and having dinner, you know. I don't want to hear that. That happened years ago, and I still feel bad for doing it. If I could find a guy, I'd apologize to him. I did like 6 seminars in a row in airplanes and got off an airplane in Wisconsin, and I was toast. Gets in a truck with a turkey federation guy, and he keeps driving and driving. I fall asleep. Well, where are we? He pulls into this park to show me a turkey track in the snow. 40 miles from my hotel. I'm like, I've seen a turkey track before. So we get back, and I do this big seminar, that big hall, big seminar. You know, no sleep. Back in that day, you know, I was doing 200, 300 seminars a year. It's crazy. I'm on the road. I'm traveling. So I get in there to this hall, and I do this show, big show. And then I judged a calling contest that got me wrestled. And that took hours, okay, judging the contest, me and Carl Brown. And so then we go to the bar that night in the hotel, and I finally get a beer. And this one guy says, man, great show today. Let me buy you a beer. Nice guy. I said, thank you. So this guy comes up, and he goes, okay, I got this turkey. And he started. I said, excuse me. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a carpenter. I said, great. I said, go over there in the corner and build me a house. You get done, come back and talk to me about killing turkeys. But I should apologize to the guy. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, that's just...
I was off the clock, man. I didn't want to talk about turkeys. Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and you're going to give us all kinds of new stuff, right?
Oh, I am.
Ooh. Yeah, you've been wanting to do that for so long. I bet you've been practicing.
No.
I expect nothing less.
Yeah, that's right. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everyone.
Life.
Be careful out there traveling, too. And you kids, good luck, and be careful out there hunting. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.